except.
Okay, we got a call.
Okay, that
ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Deanna. My name is Wolfgang Halvik, and just want to make a couple of comments, if you don't mind.
Well, of course. Please do. By the way, did you email me?
Yes, I did, and I hope you'll enjoy reading it, and hopefully we'll become friends.
I hope so.
Well, you know, I just I'm going to send you my resume. Just take a look at it. This is something that I'm very passionate about. And when people talk about Sandy Hook, it really, really bothers me because as a former Florida State Trooper and being a homicide investigator, every police officer who should be listening to your show and every parent who's listening to your show, every crime is a puzzle. And we in law enforcement as investigators, we put the puzzle together in order to catch the suspect or those that harm us. Sandy Hook, it's not a hoax. It's an illusion. It's about a three-year product that's been in the works over 3 years. And as a police officer, I've seen death. I know what death feels like, what it looks like. And I'll give you just one example, Deanna. Do you have children?
I do.
Deanna, I can promise you this with my heart, that if your daughter or son happened to have been at Sandy Hook that morning and you got the call that there were shots being fired inside that elementary school, you and your husband, you would do whatever it takes to get that school. You'll get as close as you can to that school. And all of a sudden, you find out late in the afternoon that somehow your child, this is hypothetical, your child has been shot and killed at the school. They're going to transfer her body down to the medical examiner's office. Deanna, I promise you, I've seen it when I worked in Miami. I saw it every day. Those parents will kick that door down to touch their child, to kiss their child, to say goodbye. They will not look at a picture and suffice. I will promise you they will do whatever. They don't even want to let go of the body. I've seen children burn body. It doesn't make a difference. Those parents want to grab hold. And I'll tell you what, it takes every ounce of energy to get them to release. I have never, ever, whether it's Columbine, Bethel, Alaska, Jonesboro, Arkansas, I don't care what school shooting we've had, I've never seen a medical examiner hand pictures to parents. And not one of them didn't kick that door down. Deanna, it just doesn't happen. That's one piece of the puzzle.
Okay. Well, as I said in my opening introductory remarks, that I am looking at this, I'm evaluating it, and I will come to the truth.
And you need to. Deanna, I have faith in you. You have a voice. Are you ready? This is what's so important about you and the program. You have a voice, okay? There are a lot of people out there seeking the truth. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever gone to David Copperfield, a magic show, okay? You walk out of there shaking your head going, dadgummit, how in the world did he do it? We actually believe that it was real. Sandy Hook, it's an illusion. And I do this for a living. I travel the country, and you don't know me, and maybe one day you will. But I can also tell you as a parent, okay, on the day of the shooting, no trauma helicopters, when they practice with them every time they practice active shooter, you're going to tell me on that day as a parent, you would be furious to learn that the paramedics and the EMTs were not allowed to go inside the school to treat the seriously
injured.
Okay,
I'm going to be covering all of this in all of the parts. What I am doing now is doing a critique of this film, of this video.
But
and
how
I
is that
going to
help? But how, Deanna, how
things.
Is that going to help you in this show? You're just wasting a lot of airtime
no,
trying
I'm
to
not.
Ruffle somebody
no,
else's feather
I,
who's
I
trying to...
Not. Hey. I am not trying to ruffle anybody's feathers. I said in my opening remarks that I was investigating, I was reviewing what others had investigated, what others are purporting to be the truth. If what they are saying is true, I will find that also and will be perfectly willing to publicly apologize. But I am going to continue to do this critique, and I do intend to cover the issues that you have risen, and we may have different takes on this, but I do intend to pursue this, and I appreciate
seek the truth.
That's what I'm doing.
Only seek the truth. But here's the last one. I'm gonna leave you alone, Deanna. Who made the decisions? Here's the problem that the media and you and other people don't ask. Who was the person who declared all of those children and staff member dead within 11 minutes of the shooting? Who made the decision, not the request from?
Like I said,
But you're wasting so much airtime trying to worry about a lady named Sophia.
Hey, let me worry about my waste of airtime. Let me worry about my waste of research time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to research this. I'm going to critique this film. Okay? That is
for
what
who?
I'm
going to do. Who's going to benefit from it? Your listener, what listener is going to benefit from your critique of somebody who's just trying to find the truth, just like you are?
This is not a closed door operation, okay? If they can do you think that Small Storm wasted her time by researching? No, of course you don't. And I'm not wasting my time by researching either. So I appreciate your phone call. I will continue to do what I am doing. Thank you. Okay, is there any other phone calls? Any media?